Cindy McCain set to formally endorse Joe Biden. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2020. Joe Biden, D, announced on Tuesday that he has earned the backing of Cindy McCain, who is expected to formalize the endorsement on Wednesday. According to a Poll report, Biden announced that McCain, a longtime family friend, has endorsed his candidacy because of what Trump talks about with my son and John, who are heroes, who served their country. You know, he said they're losers, they're suckers, he said, citing the controversial and uncorroborated story from The Atlantic. During a speech Monday in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, Biden falsely claimed that The Atlantic story, which cited anonymous sources alleging that President Trump called veterans losers and suckers, had been confirmed by every outlet. The former vice president's remarks were false, as Breitbart News detailed. No one else has corroborated The Atlantic's claim. Even Fox News' Jennifer Griffin, who claimed that she had confirmed other details in the story from two similarly anonymous sources, could not confirm The Atlantic's suckers and losers claim. Moreover, more a dozen current and former Trump administration officials have publicly and demonstratively denied the claims in The Atlantic article, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has become a Trump critic. McCain's endorsement does not necessarily come as a shock, as she participated in the Democratic National Convention, describing the friendship her late husband John McCain forged with Biden. However, her endorsement stands in contrast to the position she held in April 2019. At the time, she said she had no intention of getting involved in presidential politics. Meghan McCain has also indicated that Biden has her full support. I just had a really long conversation with him a few days ago, like on Saturday. I love him, dearly. I keep telling everyone I will promise you will know who I'm voting for. The View co-host said in an April appearance on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. It really shouldn't take a rocket scientist to know there's one man who has made pain in my life a living hell, and another man who has like literally shepherded me through the grief process, she added. This really shouldn't be rocket science for people.